This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing Shavuot Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Samach. Siman Kuf Samach. Sif Zayin. Yesterday we learned in Sif Vav that the opinion of the Mechaber is that water heated up by fire, even if it's Yatzei Ledes Bohem, you could use them for Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah brought a Yesh Machmirim, who was the Marshal. And the Mishnah Berurah said, if you don't have any other water, you could rely on the Mechaber because the Iker is like the Shulchan Aruch. And lukewarm water for sure is okay. Now we're going to learn about Chamei Tavaria. Chamei Tavaria, Yachal Lahato Behemas Yadayim. The Chamei Tavaria, you could even immerse your hands. Avalito Mehem Bechli Lai. You can't do Netilas Yadayim from a Kli. Why not? Because they're not drinkable. They're poisonous. So they're a mikvah, but they're not Netilas Yadayim. Don't drink the Chamei Tavaria. Okay. V'im himshech oisan ba'aretz derech charitz chutzlum l'mkaimam. If you drew them in the earth through a canal from outside their place, v'hivsikon mehamayim hanaveh, now you interrupted it from the flowing spring, im yesh b'hem shir mikvah, if they have 40 sa matbilim b'hem hayadayim, you could be toivel their hands. V'im ein b'hem shir mikvah lai, but if they don't have a shir mikvah, not. Now, if you remember, in Siman Kuf Nun Tes Sif Yodalid, we discussed if you're toivel your hands in a mayan, you don't need to have 40 sa, as long as your hands are covered. And if you're toivel them in a mikvah, some say it's like a mayan, that was Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, and some say it needs 40 sa, that's Rashi and the Mordechai. So there's always a yesh machmirin, whether a mikvah, there's always an opinion by mikvah you don't need 40 sa. We'll see. But here by Chamei Tavaria, if it doesn't have the shir, mikvah naat. V'im choretzev, this canal, meimav mechubar l'mei hamayin hanevea, cham, if this canal, its waters are attached to the spring that flows hot, l'rashi v'harajba ein matbilin b'yaseyadayim, according to Rashi and the Rajba, you can't be toivel your hands. Ulaharav Rabbeinu Yoina matbilin b'yas hayadayim. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, you could be toivel the hands. Now we had in Kuf Nun Tesif Yodalad two opinions of whether you need a shear of mikvah in a mikvah to be toivel your hands. Let's see if this is the same achlekes. Says Mishnah Berurah lahat bil bahem. So Chamei Tavaria, you could be toivel your hands, but kuchol mayon is like all springs. The Chamei Tavaria mayon hu. The Chamei Tavaria are a mayon. Now, do you remember regarding the bracha we said in Siman Kuf Nun Tes that the haskama of the achroinim is that when you're toivel your hands in mayim haruyin lenatila, you say al netilas yadayim. And when you're toivo and mayim she'enim ruyim lenatila, you make tevilas yadayim. So Chamei Tavaria is not roy lenatila, you would make al tevilas yadayim. So we have to remember, next time we go to Chamei Tavaria, you could be toivo your hands, but you can't say al netilas yadayim, only al tevilas yadayim. Okay, so that's Lamaisa. V'chanal b'simen kuf nun tes sif yadal. Avalito mehem. V'afilu mimayan gado sheyesh bar abam sa. To do netilas yadayim from the Chamei Tavaria, with a kli, you cannot do it. Why? V'afilu b'nitztaninu asar. Even if it cooled off, mishum de'enam ruim l'shtias kel v'kil kamei. It's not fit for a dog to drink. By the way, the Shaar Tzion points out in Sif Katan Lametes, let's say you're dipping your hands in the Chamei Tavaria as a mayan, and it's boiling hot, And there's an opinion earlier that Amayim, the Marshal holds on boiling hot water, you can't use Netil Sidayim. You could for Chamei Tavaria. Fine. Derech Charetz. So this is going on. If you drew the water in the ground through the Charetz outside of its place and it interrupted from the Mayan, so if it has a Shir Mikvah, good. Otherwise not. Derech Charetz, Shebakarka, V'uadinim Halach Derech Tzinor, if it went through a pipe, Im Eino Lav Shem Kli, and the pipe wasn't a Kli. V'hiv Sikon, and you interrupted Me'a Mayan, Da'az Bata Mimeno Teres Mayan, V'eino Rak Mikvah, Mad Bilam Behem, D'hashta Kol Gufay Toivo Behem. Now, you could be toivo your hands, because you could be toivo your whole body. Yadav like kol shekein. However, if it doesn't have a shir mikvah not, we brought rishonim and simon kufnon tesif yodalid, that it doesn't have to have a shir mikvah. That there are opinions that if you're toivo your hands in a mikvah, it's kosher even if it doesn't have a shir mikvah. Va'af lahamach shirin le'el b'simen kufnon tesif yodalid b'pachz merabam sa'af b'mikvah, even according to the lenient opinion. And the lenient opinion again was the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba. Even according to them, you can't be toivel. Hacha b'chamei teveria moidu. Here they would be lenient that you can't. The gazrino nimnavoi lahatbo yadayim hechadav sekin me'amayin. Because if you're going to come to toivel your hands where they get cut off from the mayan, yoimru dahamayim shalchamei teveria heim kishar mayim. They're going to say this water is like any other water. Here it's a special gzeira. The gzeira is that if you could be toivel your hands in less than 40 sa, they're going to say it's like all water. It's like all mikvah water. And you're going to wash them wash your hands with the water from a kli, and you can't wash your hands with the water from a kli because it's not kosher l'shtia. It's not possible to drink. A dog wouldn't drink it. So it's a special gezeira, even though normally Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba hold that you could be toivel your hands in a mikvah even if it doesn't have 40 sa. Here, they would be machmer. Ein mat. Okay, now the mechaber continues. If the charitz is connected to the mayan, according to Rashi and the Rajba, you can't be toivel your hands. You can't even be toivel your hands. So this machlokes now has nothing to do with the earlier machlokes. Now we're talking about a canal that's waters are attached to the mayan. Cham, according to Rashi and the Rajba, you cannot be toivel your hands. Says the Mishabra in Matbilon, the Gambazeh, Gazu Shema Yavoyolito Gambakli. Kevan the Afsa Kinemim Mekoimam, the Ein Behem Atzim Arbaam Sa. So I need to add one important point that I didn't mention because I didn't realize. This final case of the Mechaber, of the Charitz, is attached to the Mayan. Is it talking about where they're 40 sa? I didn't realize we're continuing to be speaking about a case where there is not 40 sa. So we just said earlier that if it's not attached and it's not 40 sa, everybody agrees it's no good. Why? Even according to the opinion that for a mikvah, you don't need 40 sa. Here you need 40 sa when it's not attached, because it's exeru, you might come to wash netilas yadayim. What if it is attached and you don't have 40 sa? Then there are still opinions that you can't be toivel your hands. The gam bezeh gazru, the Mishnah Berurah says of katlam hey shema yavalita gam kli kivan afsakinu mimakoimam. They're interrupted from their place. Even though, by the way, it's still mechubar, but it's not in its original place. Ve'ein bohem ha'atzmam arbam sa, v'das harav Rabbeinu Yonah, kivim de mechubar sa me'a mayan, since it's attached to the spring, v'kosher af le'tfilas gufay, and it's kosher even to be toivel your body, shuv lo'yshayach le'migzar, So now it's no longer shayach to be goyzer shema yavoi litol af b'kli, that you're going to come to wash it with netilas yadayim. The bottom line is that the chamei tveria you cannot fill up a kli with because it's not possible to drink the water. And because of that, there are extra chumras by chamei tveria. What are they? There are two chumras even for tevila. One, if you draw the water from the chamei tveria and now it's not connected, if you don't have 40 sa, everybody agrees it's not good. And even if it is connected, if you don't have 40 sa, the Rashi and the Rajba say it's not good. All of this is because it's a gzera, you might come to wash with the Chamei Tveria, Netilas Yadayim. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Recording
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.